Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. Mark, the writer of the Gospel. Papias, a disciple of John the Apostle, relates that Mark became the interpreter and secretary for St. Peter, presumably because Peter did not speak Greek very well, at least not well enough to be easily understood while preaching abroad. Mark stood beside Peter and repeated his preaching about the life and teaching of Jesus, and it was Mark who then wrote down accurately the teaching of Peter, very careful not to omit anything or add anything that was not related by Peter. In the second century, St. Justin Martyr calls the Gospel of Mark the memoirs, the recollections of Peter. So the Gospel of Mark is really the Gospel of Peter. And when you read the Gospel of Mark, it's Peter's testimony of his personal friendship with Jesus. St. Epiphanius testifies that St. Peter sent Mark to establish the Catholic Church in Alexandria, Egypt, sometime between 53 and 60 AD, where Mark became the first bishop of Alexandria. When Mark entered the city, his shoe was torn because of the great distance he had walked. He went to a cobbler called Annianus to repair it, and while Annianus was repairing the shoe, the awl pierced his finger, and he cried out in Greek, "Eis Theos," which means, "O one God." When Mark heard these words, he rejoiced exceedingly because he has found someone who might be open to hearing about Jesus. So Mark took some clay, spat on it, applied it to Annianus's finger, saying, "In the name of Jesus Christ, the one true God," and the wound healed immediately, as if nothing happened. Now it was Annianus' turn to be exceedingly amazed by this miracle, one that came about by the name of Jesus. And he begged him to tell him who this was. And Mark explained. And when Annianus heard the gospel, he begged him to come to his home and baptize his whole family. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Easter in the year 68 AD coincided with the celebration of the Egyptian god Cerberus. While Mark was celebrating Mass, a horde of pagans assembled, attacked the church, seized Mark, and drug him behind horses through the city streets until he died a martyr's death. The Christians took his body and buried him in a secret place in the church. In the year 828, about 100 years after the Muslims had gained control of North Africa, Venetian merchants in Alexandria learned that the Arab governor had decided to take the marble and columns from the church and use them for a palace he was building, thus destroying the church and desecrating the remains of St. Mark, who was buried in the church. To save the relics of Mark, the merchants of Venice needed to sneak his body out of the church and out of Alexandria. But it wasn't going to be easy to take the bones of Mark from under the nose of the Muslims. However, the Muslim faith forbade them from touching pork. The Christians used this to their advantage, and they smuggled the body of Mark out of the church and out of Egypt in a barrel covered with cabbage leaves and containing bacon. So the shipment was never searched. At the customs post, they simply said, "Pig, pig." There's a wonderful detailed mosaic that tells this story as you enter the Basilica of St. Mark's in Venice. And it's one more reason among many that we thank God for bacon. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In Acts chapter 13, St. Paul and Barnabas took Mark with them on Paul's first missionary journey to Turkey. Then, for an unknown reason, as soon as they reached Turkey, Mark turned back and went to Jerusalem. Then, at the outset of Paul's second missionary journey to Turkey, in Acts chapter 15, a sharp conflict broke out between Paul and Barnabas because Barnabas wanted to take Mark with them. But Paul was not in favor because he felt that Mark had deserted them the first time. Then, after a heated conflict, they parted company. Barnabas sailed off with Mark to Cyprus. Now, sometime later, we know that Paul and Mark were reconciled, because at the end of Paul's letter to the Colossians and in the letter to Philemon, Paul sends greetings from Mark. So Mark must have been with Paul. They must have been reconciled. And in those letters, Paul calls Mark his fellow worker in the gospel. Furthermore, all three, Paul, Barnabas, and Mark, they became saints. So there's a great lesson for us here. First, not all conflict is bad. Second, good people, even saintly people, can experience conflict. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, there's probably not a big population of people who really like conflict, who really thrive on conflict. Most of us would prefer not to have conflict in our lives, but it's going to be there, and even between good people. So I want to give you a few guiding principles for facing conflict, because you're going to have to. First, we need to recognize, as I said before, that conflict is not inherently negative. It's a natural and sometimes healthy aspect of human interaction. Second, effective conflict resolution begins with distinguishing between what is essential and what is secondary. The foremost priority should be the love of God, commitment to His will, adherence to His moral principles. And this commitment may require embracing conflict and potentially sacrificing other aspects to maintain this core value. Third, when faced with a choice between maintaining a relationship and fidelity to God, we've always got to choose fidelity to God without hesitation. Fourth, beyond our commitment to God, we need to also consider protecting and preserving the good of unity and relationship with others, as well as truth and justice, the welfare of others, the collective well-being of the family, or the interests of the organization or community. So then the question is, how do we balance unity with these higher goods? Because we want good relationships. While the preservation of unity and relationships is important, it should not supersede the higher goods. So we have to identify the goods that are at stake, understand our responsibility toward them, and then prioritize the preservation of more significant goods over lesser ones. So we have to aim to maintain both higher goods and the relationships whenever possible. However, if a relationship threatens the preservation of higher goods, it may be necessary to end the relationship. If an employee or vendor or customer is causing harm to the organization, then the organizational good is more important, and we must sacrifice the relationship because we're responsible for the common good. And finally, if a relationship causes you to sin, it is imperative to sever the ties because you have to prioritize your spiritual and moral integrity. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now I gave you 7 principles to guide you with conflict, which you may want to print out the transcript and reflect on, or listen to that part again. But now let me give you the most important principle. I'm amazed that when I face a potential conflict with another person or a difficult decision that has to be made or followed through on, or some problem or knot I can't figure out or solve or control, if I surrender it, if I entrust it to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and refuse to worry about it, I'm amazed how often they'll solve it without my even having to have any conflict. So I want you to try this. Make the first step to always entrust, surrender whatever potential conflict you have to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And then give them a little space of time to work or to inspire you with what to do. Start with the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart rather than worry, fear, losing your head, or rushing off and doing something stupid. And you might be amazed with what they do, and you have to do very little. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What are your thoughts on this meditation, either the life of Mark or about conflict or...
A few different things brought different ideas to mind. I didn't have as much of a cohesive reflect. There's different points here. One thing I found kind of funny was when you said, not many people really look for conflict. And I was just thinking of a conversation I had with Xavier where he realized that his entire life he loves arguing with people. And it took him probably about 20 years to figure out that other people don't like that.
Most people don't.
Yeah. So there's a good way to argue and there's a good way to handle those sort of situations. But I think I was mostly reflecting on that. The importance of what we've just been reflecting on, which is prudence when it comes to conflict with others, because unfortunately, two people can be right and still at odds because of an inability to cooperate, even within understanding.
Yeah, that's interesting. Two people can be right, but at odds.
Yeah, so I was just...
Because Mark had a good reason for going back to Jerusalem, and Paul had a good reason for wanting him to continue.
Mm-hmm. But they were at odds. And then it becomes a matter of personal prudence, but also collaboration is an entirely different area. This is where music, I always find, is applicable, where two musicians might be perfectly capable on their own, but just might not have the ability to work together because of their differences. And it's a very important skill to learn, to be able to come to agreements with others, know who you can agree with, who you can work with well, know your strengths, and also know when to call it quits as far as, okay, we can't reach an agreement here, and that doesn't mean we have to hate each other, and that's very different. Because also, disagreeing does not mean hating that person. And that's a place where a lot of people get carried away.
Correct. And it's not against charity to have to make a break. You might have to fire somebody. You might have to end a relationship. I had a conversation with Father Thomas Dubay, who was the great author of the book Fire Within, mm-hmm. and many other spiritual books, maybe the best spiritual author in the last 50 years in America, Father Thomas Dubay. And I was really wrestling one time with, I had to fire a good person because they just were not competent for their position. And he said to me, don't confuse prudence and charity. You have to make the right decision both for the organization and the person. This person wasn't a good fit for the organization, and it wasn't a good fit for them. And actually, the most charitable thing to do for them was to help them get to the right place.
Yeah, I think the importance here is not just to focus so much on the actual core of the conflict, but what is in the best interest for both parties.
Exactly. But we are so hung up on, we don't want to be mean to people.
Mm-hmm. Or once we decide that we have to, we think we have to be mean to do it.
And that is such a good point, that we can do hard things without being uncharitable.
Mm-hmm.
We can do hard things with the best interests of the other person in mind. That's such a good point.
Which doesn't mean you're going to be well received, and you do have to accept that.
Yeah.
But you have to make your best effort, and you really do have to have their best interests.
You know, this is an interesting thing I find in conflict, that we kind of feel like we got to gear up and become hard, angry, mean, mm-hmm. in order to carry it out,
mm-hmm.
when you don't.
Yeah.
We can carry out difficult things without doing it in a mean way.
And that, I think, is a very beautiful and lost art. I'm sure there's a beautiful and concise old word for it that I can't think of, but...
It's called meekness.
Well, not that's not what I mean. I mean specifically, because meekness is a general virtue. I'm talking about specifically the skill of handling arguments well, or handling disagreements well. I think of reading all throughout the Three Musketeers, there's plenty of duels and things like that. And there were certain people that you would go to because they were really good at handling disagreements. I always remember how Athos would handle everyone else's duels, because he'd say, to be respectful, you have to do A, B, and C. First, you must offer him this, and then that. And there's a whole rule for duels, the Code Duella, the Code Duello, I think, actually. But there were a lot of rules in which you could maintain respect for each other within a disagreement. And that is a deeply lost skill.
I love how you just said that. An etiquette to retain respect for one another in disagreement.
Mm-hmm. Because now I think people have a tendency to, once they get angry, and this is including me again, but immediately we throw out our civility and our humanity, and we throw out the other person's humanity.
Yeah.
We start treating people like they're not people, like they are the thing that we disagree with. When in actuality, you don't hate that person. You might hate the idea You might fully disagree, but that doesn't mean you disagree with who they are as a person. And that's a, we conflate the two so much.
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe a starting point for this etiquette of respect in the midst of conflict is going back to those 7 points. First, have clearly in mind the good you're responsible to preserve.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about the good of the other person and communicate to the other person both of these. Listen, I'm responsible for this, but I also care about you and I want your good.
Mm-hmm.
And I help me find a way to achieve the good for both of these.
Yeah. How can we get this done, but we're not going to get it done separately?
Yeah. Maybe that's a way to start the etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I love how you use, I think this analogy with Athos is very mm-hmm. helpful. I like this idea of an etiquette for respect in the midst of conflict.
Because worst case scenario, if it's a duel, you can just kill him.
That's always an option I'm looking for.
I think dueling is illegal now. It was actually illegal
back
then.
It's actually, if you duel, you're excommunicated from the Catholic Church.
Really?
It's a point of excommunication.
Has it always been true?
For a long time.
That makes sense. Interesting.
Yep.
No dueling. What a shame.
No dueling.
Even not deadly dueling?
No dueling.
No dueling?
No dueling.
Even if it's not deadly?
No dueling.
Even if it's not shooting at someone?
Isn't that a definition of dueling? Is it to the death?
No, but you could duel with swords without the intention to kill. And if, in fact, a big part of it was often...
But if it's the intention to harm, you can't.
But what's the difference between that and most sports like fencing?
No.
Because that intention is not to harm.
This is a good point. Let's take boxing, for example. Boxing is moral when the goal is to score more points
mm-hmm.
by touches.
Yeah.
Boxing is immoral when the goal is to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I think MMA is immoral. Because they want to bring them to the point of pain, submission, or knockout.
And I would say that's similar with dueling. I think it would depend on the duel. I act like I've been in a lot of duels or something. But besting someone could also mean disarming them, for instance.
Now you're talking about the right aspect of the sport of fencing or wrestling or boxing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to disarm them, but the goal can't be to harm them.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't expect to get into the ethics of dueling today.
Why not?
But it is a good thing to analyze from a metaphorical perspective, that it's all kind of like dueling, and bringing it full circle,
however,
it's not justified if in an actual argument with someone, if your goal is no longer to win the argument, but to hurt that person.
Well, not only that, I like what you're saying. Let's add to it that in personal relationships and in conflict, the goal is never to win.
Yeah, to be clear, I didn't mean. I just meant with a duel, it is a win situation of to assert your point.
Yeah. Our goal is always win-win.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to uphold whatever good I'm responsible for, and I want to, as best as I can, help achieve your mm-hmm. good.
And I think that was some of the beauty of the situations portrayed in dueling, that often it was, hey, this is the most respectful thing for both of us. Again, I'm not saying we should duel, but there are some interesting aspects culturally around dueling and what that meant for the dignity of the people around them, to the point where, and this is just a fun side fact, I've read through the Code Duello before, and it's really interesting because most of the rules are thrown out if it's anything in relation to women. It's like if there's anything that is an affront to the dignity of any woman associated with that party, they have like no rights in the duel anymore.
You know, I there's something I like about this because in a culture, basically that culture was saying the woman is the highest and most beautiful good.
Mm-hmm. You cannot disrespect her.
Beneath God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. Because they recognized that the family was the most important thing. And the woman is the heart of the family. There is something there that's good.
There's something maybe I need to...
That we've lost today.
Yeah. Investigate more on the ethics of dueling.
Because I think this idea with women, there was a core that they valued women. See, we have this, there's this false idea. Now, granted, I understand, I'm not naive. I understand all the ways women were oppressed throughout all the centuries. I'm not denying that. But I am saying that simultaneously, there was a value to women that previous cultures had that we've lost.
Yeah, I fully agree with that.
So I guess we got to bring back dueling.
I'm sure if you look at the timeline, they both vanish at the same time. But
only for the
dignity and duels.
Only for the honor of women.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, good. So all you young men out there, if you want to win Teresa's heart, you got to take up a duel.
This is going to turn into Brave.
Uh-oh. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.